We'd like to again start the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis. Perhaps we will get a little clearer in the Gemara. Four lines from the top, we hear the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Mazik of Eish, Kumoide Rabbi Yehuda lachachomim, v'mashal mokim lachaveroi lahagdish kodish, v'hikdish. Rabbi Yehuda who holds that one is chayev and tomon, Kumoide Rabbi Yehuda lachachomim, v'mashal mokim lachaveroi lahagdish kodish, v'hikdish v'hitmin, Shein Meshalim Elo Dmei Godish Bilvat. He only pays for the Godish. Here he doesn't pay for Tomon. Now the Gemara says further, La Hagdish. Now the reason for this is L'Chera Parshit. The reason he doesn't pay for the Tomon, because he had no Vishus whatsoever to be Matman something. It's not his property. He got reshus lahagdish godish, vehigdish vehitmin, shein mishalem elod me godish bovat. So he only pays for the godish and not for the tamon. So this is poshet adin of alts mazik is potter. There's no chiyuve teshlumi mazik over here. Lahagdish chitim vehigdish tsoirim. What if he got reshus lahagdish chitim behigdish soirim? So he had reshus to be magdish something more expensive, behigdish soirim, and he was mazik soirim, soirim behigdish chitim. He had reshus to be magdish soirim, and he was magdish chitim. He had no reshus on chitim. Chitin v'chipon b'soirim. He had reshus for chitin, and he was magdish chitin, but he covered it with soirim. Soirim v'chipon b'chitim, or he had reshus to be magdish soirim, and he covered it b'chitim. She'einoi mishalem elo d'mei soirim b'lvat. He only paid the Meisir. We'll just go a little further. Omar Rave, Hanoisin Dino Zov Leisha, Ba'omalo Yizori Boy Shel Kesefu. And he told her, be careful with it, it's Kesef. He did not tell her that it's really Zov, he told her it's Kesef. Hizi Kosai, and she was Mazikit Biyadayim, Mishalemes Dino Zov. So even though she was unaware that this is Zov, she was told by him that it was Kesef, Mishalem es dino Zov, Mishim da'om alo, my have lech gabei da'as kisei. What right did you have to be mazikit? So since you had no right to be mazikit, so therefore, you mechuyev to pay the value, which is Zov, it's really Zov. Posha boy, what if she wasn't mazikit b'yadayim? He gave it to her to watch, and she was peshei and the shmire mishalem es shel kesef. So then she pays for kesef. The omro lei nitirusa de kaspe kibili olai. I was mekabel shmire on kesef. Niterusa de dave loike bili alai. I was not mekabel shmira of Zov. You told me it's kesef. I was mekabel a shmira of kesef. See, even though she was pesheya, she only pays kesef. Omar lei Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi. So now Rav Mordechai told Rav Ashi, atun bederove masnisolo. You heard this din from Rove. He says, this is a lomdis. She was Pesheya. he really was Peshaya in Zov, but she says, Nitirusa, the Dave like a Bilialai, Samela Ampota to pay for Zov. So you heard this memory from Rava. Anan mimas nise pshitalon. This halacha we figured out from the Mishnah, from the Baraisa, which we just learned before. How did we figure this out? Chiten. We had in the Baraisa, chiten vechipon besoirem. The Magdish had reshus to bring chitim in Yenim's karke, to be Magdish chitim in Yenim's karke. Vechipon besoirem, and he covered it with soirem. Soirem vechipon bechitim, or he had reshus for soirem vechipon bechitim. But let's go, really, the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz says, the Raya from the first case. Einei mishalem elo demei soirem bolvad. That means, in the first case, he had reshus to bring chitin. V'chipon besoirin. Let us just see the Rashi on this din. This is the third Rashi on the Omit. Chitin v'chipon besoirin. Af al pi shenosan loy reshus lechitim. He had reshus to bring chitim in. Einei mishalem elo soirin. I saw you brought in Tzairim. Lefichach lei nizarti behen kolkach. So memele, I wasn't nizar in my age. Because I thought you brought in Tzairim. I did not know that there's chitim over here that's just covered with Tzairim. I thought it was Tzairim. Eina bishalem elo demei Tzairim bilvat. Alme. So, Omale Nitiruso Desari Kabili Olai. So he can tell him, so I was under the impression that this is Soirim, and that's what I was Mekabel. So therefore I'm not responsible for Chitim. Ochinami Omrole Nitiruso Dedave Loi Kabili Olai. The same thing, so she can say, I wasn't Mekabel Shmira of Zot, it was Mekabel Shmira of Kesef. Now, before we see Rashi, I would like to say over a Ktois, which is very Yesoidistic, we'll see there are two Mahalchim to learn Pshat in our Gemara. Then we'll see, try to see how Rashi learned. The Ktois in Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph Sivkotn Dalet brings down our sugya. Now he says, "V'hine hod maski chayev." He goes on the halacha, a person gave over to an isha a dinar zov. So if she was mazikit, now the ignorance of the woman is the same. She doesn't know. He told her it's kesef. It was really zov. So Rava makes a chilek between if she was mazikit, she has to pay what it really was, even though he had told her that it's kesef. If she was Peshaya, then she pays Kesef, because this for the Tirusa de Kasper Kabili Olai. So the Ktais had a problem, and we'll see later, by Emerson discussion, the Ktais of Bein Peretz has, the Beis Meir has discussion, but let's just say over first the Ktais. V'hine, hode maski chayev tvei mipshia. In both cases, Apeshei is also from there. We hear in the beginning of Baba Kama, Hashem, that's Poshat from Choftal, and always Nezikin. Hashem is also a Mazik. Apeshei, I thought it was Kesef. A Mazik, you can't come with these Terutzah. L'chayre nireh, So the Ktoi says, I think the chilek is, mishim the mazik chomer tfei shehu biyodai. If you're a mazik biyodai, you're mazik biyodai, you tell me, I thought it was kesef. No. The maisi, you were mazik zov, you have to pay for zov. Mashenken pshiye. Yeah, I wasn't a mazik, there's a chomer of a mazik biyodai. Masha'enkeim pshiyeh. Pshiyeh is not a mazik biyadai, like he did an avle. But since you're under the impression that it's kesef, you only pay for kesef. Umishimochi. Bidinel shel zov chayev b'mazik mamish. Adinel shel zov you're chayev of your mazik. Upota mi pshiyeh. That's how the choice wanted to learn pshat. Omnom leka lemei mahochi. But that's wrong. That's not pshat. The Rav Yehuda Mechayev b'madlik arniki begodish. He says, Rav Yehuda holds that if a person was madlik b'seich shaloi, and it went in the burnt yenem's godish, and there was an arniki hidden there in yenem's godish. And the Gemara said before, an arniki is something that a lehavale la'asuke adaitei, that an arniki is there. So he didn't know. He didn't know that there's an arniki there. Af al pikein, he's mechuyev to pay. Now this is a pesheya. This is a pesheya. It was madlik b'soyev shaloi. This is a pesheya. Af al pikein, he's potter to pay. Af al gav de'enoi mazik mamish biyodayim. Ela pshiyu da'avi. So we see Rav Yehuda holds a peisheya, even though lehavle lasuki adaite that there's an arniki there, is mechuyev to pay, even though it's a peisheya. The gabi dinerzov in the case of this isha, Rav Yehuda nami made the potter if posha. The omru sham, because the Gemara says anan mi masnisin pshitalot. You know, this thing that you said, b'shem Rove, that if she was Peisheya, so you said, b'shem Rove, that she's potter, because she thought it was Kesef. I learned this from Rabbi Yehuda. The Tony Chitim v'chipon tzoirim, it was Chitim v'chipon tzoirim, so the din is, that he, even though he gave reshus for chitim, but since Yenne was coveted with sirens, he was under the impression it was sirem, so he's not mechuyev for chitim, even though he burnt chitim, but he's not mechuyev. Vahai lishnin the Rabbi Yehuda sham. This is going, Rabbi Yehuda holds this then. Umay the Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim. This is going at Rabbi Yehuda. And you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you were a peisheya, you didn't know that they were chitim, you potter to pay for chitim. Min kein maishno mihidlik arniki begodish to mechayv Rabbi Yehuda shunami einei elam bidim shiye v'loi mazik biyodayim. This kasha the Ktzoi says. The Ktzoi says, what is the difference? He say, here, I have a stir in Rabbi Yehuda. I have a stir in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, first the Ktzais understood the whole chilek is mazik biyadayim and pshiye. There's a chaymer of a mazik biyadayim. And that is why mazik biyadayim you pay for zov, even though you thought it was kesef. And a pesheya, since it was a mazik biyadayim, it's kal. So then if you didn't know, so he says, and Rabbi Yehuda also holds this, we build this halacha from Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda himself says, if a person made an eish bil shusoy, and it went to burn someone's godish, and there was an arniki there, the lahavale lasuki adaitai, that people don't hide arnikis in a godish, is mechuyev to pay for the arniki. Frek the ktsois, he has a problem. He has a problem. The chilek is, he has a pshiyah, and that's why there's such a teretz, l'avilesuki adaite, abyudah, hold yechayv an anarniki. Before we go further, I'd like to mention because of this kasha, the Ktzeis makes a mapecha, which we'll see later. It brings down Aramban and Asugi. But before we go further, this kasha, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks this kasha. This kasha, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, the imtaima, fragt the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, ula Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayev Tomon Afilu Arniki, yeah, Amailoi Mishalim de Meichitim. So it was Chitim, Chipon Besoiren. So he didn't know it was Chitim. But why don't you pay for Chitim? Given Sheishiloi Lahadish Chitim, he gave him permission, so he has a right to put Chitim over there. So here you're Machayev by an Arniki, and here you're Potter on Chitim. Zokt, the Rabbeinu Peretz, and really the Beis Meir says a similar Peretz, the Yeshloima, the Hoche Onusu. Here is an Onus, the Kivin Shero Soirem Lamailo, he saw there was Soirem, this he shouldn't have cholumed. He shouldn't have cholumed that there's chitim there, so he's an onus. An onus is potter. An arniki is loirogel. A person doesn't put an arniki in a goddess if you don't put your wallet in a goddess, but it's not such a big onus. So there you're mechuyev, but here you're potter. That's one thing. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says later, is he kosay mishalem shel zov, v'im taima, amay loy domi lehigdish soirem, he gave him reshus for soirem, v'higdish chitim, domo lel deni mishalem ala demay soirem. Yishlem edo ele mary al bemadlik b'seif shaloi, v'hol chavoch le b'seif shal chaveret ashtal lechoshev mazik aleve kibshi yabalme. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz learns like the Ktzeis, a mazik yemachuyev. Here we're talking about a peisheya, and a peisheya matters. An arniki is havelei lasukei adaite, but he gave him reshus for chitim. And he was chayfe with sairim, there's lehavle lasuki adaites and onos, so he's potter. Now, the Ktais we mentioned before asks this kasha. He has a problem. He has a problem. And here we say, a pesheya, there's a taina of lehavle lasuki adaite. And Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that hidlik pesheich shaloi, and it burnt an arniki yechayiv. Lachain nire ikre dahach milse. So he says, anu mahalach. Nire ikre dahach milse, shechilkoi bishas. Beim pshiye lemazik, the Gemara says a mazik is chayev, even though she knew it was kesef, even though she did a mazik is chayev, even though she thought it was kesef. A pesheya is potter. Lav mishum chumret the mazik shechayev yoiser mishum the mazik biyadayim. Avo pshiye zilalei mishum the ene mazik biyadayim. That is not pshat at all. It's a p'chile kazah. Elo mishum, the chol ha-shoimrim loy nischayvu bal-kolchoy. Elo mishum da teire yoda le-soif daitom. That what a shoimer has responsibilities, שמכינים את חיים בפשיעה, שם מסוח בגניבה ועבדה, is because he agrees to this. התורה יורדה לסייב דייטום, השם מסוח feels more obligated, that's why he's חיים בגניבה ועבדה. דברציינם מקבלם עליהם, שמכינם בדין פשיעה, שם מסוח בגניבה ועבדה, this is a Tosfos in Masechtas Ksuvos. Umishum hachi, but Hashemah, the responsibilities of Hashemah are, because he's mekabel on himself, these responsibilities. Umishum hachi, kol shaloi kibol olav Hashemah din shmire, if he's not mekabel din shmire, eini mischayev shaloi midas. So now he's, if I wasn't mekabel shmire, so memela, there's no responsibility. Now, I gave you rishus to be magdish chitim in my property. Then I saw you, in the kabbalah's rishus also lies a kabbalah that I'll watch it and I'm responsible for it. So when a person is magdish chitim, I told him he's allowed to bring in chitim. So when a person is magdish chitim v'chipon tzairim, so I'm under the impression he brought in tzairim. Oy b'izori boy shel kesef loikibol olav yaisa mishmitz kesef. You told me it's kesef. My chiv is alts shoymer. So memela, you told me it's kesef, a mekabel shmira of kesef. You were mechape the chitim, and it looks like you brought in tzairim. So I'm mekabel on myself. Oy, mishmira tzairim. So memela, that's what I was mekabel. So memela, that is why Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda is meide. If someone, This Rabbi Yehuda is also Maide. If they gave Rishus on Chitim and they were Mechapon B'Soirim, so you only pay for Soirim, because the Chiyuv Tashlumim is because I'm Mekabel on myself, the Shmire of what you're Magdish. So Mamela, I was only Mekabel Soirim, because it looks like you brought in Soirim. That's why Rabbi Yehuda is also Maide. But, he says, yes, the kasha Rabbi Yehuda holds that if I was madlik and eish bershusi, and it went into your rishus, and it burnt an arniki, which lehavale lasuke adaite am chayiv to pay. He says, because over there he's not mechuyev because he was mekabel shmire. The Torah was mechayiv you, you're mechuyiv to watch your eish. And if your eish is mazik, you're mechuyiv to pay. So that is why Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's chayiv on an arniki. Avol b'shoimrim, but over here, boi das ha-shoimrim, shikav lo lei mashmire, b'loi das lo mechayiv. And then he says, אחר כך מוצאסי כדברנו במלחמס לרמב״ן. He brings on מלחמס. The Ramban says on our Gemara, כדייקס ומאיינס, if you'll be מדייק, כמיים תמצו תיימה, the potter בפשיה, if she was פוישיה, by the זוב, she was פוישיה, משום דמוצי אומר, נתירוסו נדב עלי קבילס עלי, ואיני שיימר. I'm not a שיימר. You told me you're giving me כסף. I'm not a שיימר on זאת. וכן במקדש, כיוון, שרשוי להדליק בסויך שלוי, I'm allowed to make a fire in my רשוס. ואין אי חייב אלא מכויח שמירה. I'm only chayiv, that means if you ask me allowed to bring in a goddish, if you're allowed to bring in a goddish in my rishus, and you brought in a goddish, Why am I chayiv? Zegt der Ramban. Rab Shimon is gad bevayah this Ramban moiradi. Rab Shimon says the din of Rishus HaMazik is not pshat because you had no right to come in. The din of Rishus HaMazik is in my Rishus, we see the Lashon of Ramban is moiradik medui. In my Rishus, I can do whatever I want. In my Rishus, I gave you permission, you can bring in your, but it's my Rishus, this is my Rishus. I gave you permission, you can bring in your Godish, but in my Rishus, I can do whatever I want. The reason I'm a chuyif to pay if my Eish was Mazik is because I was Mekabel Shmira. Not as the Parsha of Eish. I'm a chuyif, I gave you Rishus to bring in, I say this at Kabbalah Shmira and the Godish. I was Mekabel Shmira. But if you cover it with Tzairim, so I think you're bringing in Tzairim. So I'm a Kabbal Shmira on Tzairim. Therefore, I don't have to pay for Chita. Als the Parsha of Eish, I don't have to pay because it's my Rishus. So the whole Chiyiv is because I was Mekabel Shmira, I'm only Mekabel Shmira. And what I'm under the impression, I'm a Kabbal Shmira. You tell me it's Kesef, I'm a Kabbal Shmira and Kesef. You cover it with Tzairim, so I'm a Kabbal Shmira and Tzairim. Whatever I see, whatever I'm told, that's I'm a Kabbal Shmira. I, Lemaise, I made an Eish, as the Mazik of Eish is Bechlal, no problem. Because the whole Mazik of Eish, you see, the Loshan Man is if my Eish goes into your issues. Then I'm a mazik. But my reshus is no responsibility of all of us. So this is the Loshon of Rambam. So the Rambam says, the ptu b'tshiye mishum d'motzi oman etirus d'dave loikabilis alai ve'ein yishayma ve'chein b'magdish kivin shereshoyi lahadlik b'soif shaloi. I'm allowed to be madlik b'soif shaloi ve'ein yichayiv elo mikoyach shmira. My whole chiyiv is I'm chayiv mikoyach shmira. So memele, so I was only mikabel shmira and tzayre. Avol b'momen shehizik, but if I was mazik you, avol gav de'en ve'yelo pshiyah, even though it's only a pshiyah, avol kivin derachmon yirlom, I made an eish, my eish went into your rishus, and it burnt down the arniki also. Even the Rachmona Romelaine Tirusa, Loishaye Chai Taime, Teida, the Rav Yehuda Mechayev Madlik, is Mechayev and an Arniki, Upoita Bemagdish. Elevadid Lemrin and Zerak Bishoimer Ayin Shom, Benenesi Shekivanti Ledivre Rambat. So the Ktois, so Memele, so now let us just go over the Gemara again. Then we'll see how Rashi learned. So let's go over again the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Umoide Rav Yehuda lechachamim b'mashul mokem lechaveroi lahagdish godish. If a person got reshus to magdish a godish vehigdish vehitmin shem eshalom al demay godish bilvat, you only pay for the godish. You don't pay for the. You don't pay for the arniki or the kalim which were in the godish. So there we said this because you don't have rishus bechlal. You didn't tell me you're bringing in tamun. I wasn't mekabel shmira and tamun. I said you could bring in a godish. I didn't say you could bring in tamun. So memela, my whole kabbalah shmira was only on a godish. So memela, I pay for a godish. Because here my chiv is als kabbalah shmira. Now look what Rashi says. And Rashi says this clearly. Elo demei godish. Im hiviroi ba'la sode. So you don't pay for the tomun. Loi kabel alei elo nitiruso the godish. He was only mekabel the shmira of a godish. Weiter. La hagdish. Chitim v'igdish soiren, soiren v'igdish chitim, chitim v'chipon besoirem. So Mel, that's what we're speaking about now. Chitim v'chipon besoirem. Sheinim mishalim ela demei soirem. So Mel, he only pays demei soirem. So here the reason is, Again, because since he was under the impression that this is Seirim, the Chiyiv Tashlumim over here was for the Kabbalah Shmira that I was Mekabel. I was Mekabel in what you brought in. It looks like you brought in Seirim. It says Mekabel Shmira and Seirim. Zot Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. Chitin v'chipon b'Seirim. He has permission to bring in chitim, and if he would have brought in chitim, he would have known that it's chitim, he would have to pay for chitim. So I thought you brought in seirim. The fikir on his arti ben kol kach. So that means my kabbalah shmira was on seirim. So I only pay for seirim. Even though the maaser chitim organizik, elod may seirim bava. Now, let's go further again. The Ma'omar of it. Hanoisin dinners of the Isha of Omalai Zorbe Shal Kesef. Who is the Kosei Mishalemes dinners of? Shum da Omalai Mehavale Gabe da Askese. Here she was Mazik. So Mazik, if you're Mazik Zorbe, you thought it was Kesef, you didn't think it was Kesef, but you are Mazik. A Mazik is chayev to pay what he was Mazik. Poshe boy Mishalemes Shal Kesef. The Omrole, and this is the Lashon of the Gemara, which is the Lashon of the Rambam, Nitirusa de Kaspe Kabili Olai, Nitirusa de Dave Loi Kabili Olai. So Mamele, Faker, in Shaimrim, that's what the Ktsoi says, a Shaima only becomes a Shaima Midate. You have to see what they were Mekabel Shmira. She was only Mekabel Shmira on Kesef, not on Zof. Now let us see Rashi. My havalei gabei the askesei biyodayim. Why did you burn it? She sofosoi, oy she hishlachtoi liyom. Now, loydomi lemashal mokim lechaveiroi. If a person was mashal mokim lechaveiroi lahagdish soirim vehigdish chitim. The Omrullah Leine Mishalim Ella the May Soirim, you only pay for Soirim. So now let us understand what Rashi's Kasha is. Rashi asks that we had over here, I thought it was Kesef. I threw it in, I was Mazikid. I have to pay for what it really is. I have no right to be Mama. What right do you have to be Mazikid? I don't have a right to be Mazik Yenim Zach. I was Mazik Zov, I have to pay for Zov. That's what we have over here. So Rashi asks Akasha, as follows. So Yenna had a right, Yenna told you, you gave him a right to bring in Seirim. He put in Chitim. So you don't pay for Chitim, you pay for Seirim. So Rashi says, why doesn't he pay for Chitim? You have no right to be Mazik Chitim. This is Rashi's kasha. So now, l'chayre, if Rashi would stop over here, so I'd say over the Ktzais, I'd say over the Ramban, I'd say over what Rashi says before, that here I'm not a mazik. In my reshus, I can do whatever I want. The whole reason I'm a chuyif to pay if it got burnt is because I was mekabel shmira. I was only mekabel shmira on seirim. You told me you're bringing in seirim. You brought in chitim, so why should I pay you for chitim? L'chayre, this should have been the teretz that Rashi should have answered. And Rashi, in the beginning, started off like this. Rashi says, the may godish, may viru ba'alasodi, Rashi says, klo, on this din, l'ikabole, elon the tirus of the godish. Not of the kalim. So within his own mekabo, the tirus of soirim, and not of chitim. Rashi should have said this teretz. Leidomi lemashal mokim lechaveiroi lahagdish soirim vehigdish chitim da'amorin lel einim mishalom al demei soirim. So Rashi says the maver loimazik biyodayim hu. A maver is not a mazik biyodayim. Ela poisheya kidechsiv kiseitze eish meyatzmo. Now lechayre, between you and me, this Lashon of Rashi is like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, like the Tzoi said wanted to learn. And Rashi is saying there's a difference. A Peshaya is different halachas. A Peshaya is different halachas. So, that's what Rashi seems to be saying. If I was Mazikit B'yadayim, I have to pay. But if I was a Peshaya, and you didn't have Rishus to bring in Chitim, I'm potter to pay. Kiseitze Eish Me'atzma. Unless we say that Rashi should stim with Rashi before, and Rashi should stim with the Ramban and the Ktzois, Rashi means to say, the whole Chiv is not Mazik B'yadai. The Chiv is, as he said, he's not a Mazik B'yadai. If he's a Mazik B'yadai, there's no Rishus of Rishus a Mazik. I'm not allowed to be Mazik B'yadai in my Rishus. But Rashi means to be saying, Rashi is saying that I'm not a mazik b'yodai. I'm only a pesheya. Kiseitze yesh ma'atzma. So since I'm only a pesheya, so b'rshus ha-mazik, there's no chiv of a pesheya. In my rishus, I can do whatever I want. So the whole chiv is only al shmire, I could say it wasn't mekabel shmira an chitim, only an seicher. If we add all these words, could be that is pshat in Rashi. Or else that is the beginning of Rashi, and the Rashi in the beginning of the sugi, the end of the sugi, l'chayre, is l'chayre a little stiridik. Here Rashi sounds like the beginning of the tzais, and here the Rashi in the beginning of the sugi says like the tzais fir tzais, elen tirusa de godish, the chiv is only, Here we're talking about Tomon. He wasn't Mekabo Shmira, Rashi says. He wasn't, the Maisa said the Chiyev is only Alf Kabbalah Shmira. He wasn't Mekabo Shmira and the Tomon. So here Maisa is clothed, there's no Chiyev Alf Mazik, only Alf Kabbalah Shmira. So unless we add these words to Rashi, we have a problem. Before we see Taisvis, I'd like to mention there's a Muradike Machloikis between the Mordechai and the Yamshel Shloimeh. Let's be Megashim Dini a little differently than it was. The Mordechai brings down a Shaila, Reuven borrowed from Shimon a sword. Right? So Mamela, the sword was worth $15. So now, it got lost, I finished. So he comes with $15 to Shimon. Shimon says, Rabbi Yid, this sword was the sword of Goliath that David killed. David killed Goliath. This sword is worth $15 million. You have to pay me $15 million. So the Mordechai says, Yenisah, you told me it's a Sazam. Yuchas the sword. The Tirusa, I was Mekabo Shmire. Of a pashat the sword. You didn't tell me that there was no yichas settle attached to the sword. As makabel shmire for a pashat the sword. You telling me some yichas to your sword? I wasn't makabel shmire and yichas. I never would have borrowed of it. Not such a sword. Never would have borrowed it. Azoy klert the baltchem. Tzachim. He buys by tzachim. The yamshe shloime is chilek on the baltchem. He wants to say there's a big chilek. He says, you're given a sword, you weren't told differently, if it's a meyuchas the sword, you're mekabel shmir on this sword. The Gemara's case is, the Mavke told that this is kesef. The case of the Gemara, the Mavke told that this is kesef. No, if you told me it's kesef, so then I can tie it. You told me it's kesef. Or by Seirin, by Chitin, the Chipon, the Seirin, you covered it with Seirin. So you're telling me that it's Seirin. So hey, you told me it's Seirin. Then I can tie it that I was Mekabu Shmiran Seirin. I was Mekabu Shmiran Kesef. Because you told me. But Stamazai, a person will say, well, I thought it was a portion to sword. You didn't give it. You're responsible for what you took. That's a machlokes, the Yamshel Shloimeh and the Mordechai. Now, let us see the Taisvis. She'enai mishalem elo demei seirem. So Taisvis says B'madlik b'toich shaloi ayri. It is speaking about b'madlik b'toich shaloi. That and it went in and it was mazik bayene. V'i b'madlik b'toich shal chaveiroi soirim. V'hikdish chitim, the first case of Magdish. If he gave him reshus to be Magdish Soiran, he was Magdish Chitim. Loma lo yishalim Chitim. Even the Chosilu, he sees that it's Chitim. So Lachayra Taisus means here the Chiyuv is not Alt Shomer. Here the Chiyuv is Alt Odom Amazik, and I see it's Chitim. I have no right to be Mazik your Chitim, even though you had no right to bring them in. And there the chiyev is als pshiye. We said it's a pshiye bishmire. We will assume that Tais was learned like the Tais in the Ramban. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shomis Milsel Rav Yehuda. I heard something according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lo yedana mahi. I don't know what I heard. I heard something according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Shmuel v'lo yoda abe mai shmile l'Rabbi Yehuda. You don't know what you heard? I'll tell you what you heard. Rabbi Yehuda, the machayev al niskei tomon beish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that yechayev al niskei tomon beish. Osu takonas nigzal beisha. That's what you heard. They made takonas nigzal beisha. Now what does this mean? Shomis milsil Rabbi Yehuda, alibid Rabbi Yehuda de masnis. So I'll tell you what you heard. Osu takonas nigzal beisha. Ki heichi ditkinu rabbonon le nigzal ishove kamagozloi. V'yitel. This nan b'mesecha shvuis, elu nishboim v'noitlim, hasochil v'hanigzal. Chazal made a gewaldike takone, that if someone goes into Yenim's reshus, a gazlan, and he steals something, now the shayla is how much he stole. And the nigzal says he stole X amount of money. So, mikra din, he wouldn't be believed at all. But they made a takone that the nigzal is neman with a shvui. Neman loitzi from the gazon with a shvui. So the Gemara says, so by tomon, it's also the same thing. If by the, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see, it was mazik tomon, and he's going to say that this was tomon b'gdishoi, he'll be neman. Sheyishba ma hitmin the yiton. Everything is ashes. They made this takone on Tomon also. Now let us see Taisus. Rabbi Yehuda the Machayev al Niskei Tomon Beish. So Taisus said, why did the Gemara mention only Rabbi Yehuda? La Rabbonon nami have a motzi lemeimer the osu takone bebire b'chol dovo. We had before that, according to Rabbi, we had before that the Rabbonon, this an eish at hidlik b'seich shaloi, Rabbonon hold your potter and tomon. There's an eish that hidlik b'seich shal chaveiroi, your chayiv and tomon, on something that normally would be there. A davar sharogel liyisham yechayev to pay. Zuktaisves. So why was the Gemara miyaches? So we're talking about Tomo. Tomo. We don't know what got burned, and he says this got burned. We believe him with a shvur. So fraktaisves. So why are we mentioning davke Rabbi Yehuda? The Chumam also there's a case that yechayev on Tomo. By hidlik b'seich shal chaveiroi. Rabbonu nami v'motzel meimu da'osu takone bebire בכל דבר, whatever is logo to be found in a biro, בגודש ממריגן, אלא רבוסה אשמיינו, ורב יהודה, אפילו ארנקי, בגודש, עושו תקונס ניקסו. The Gemara is telling us a chidish, אפילו something that's not שכיח, to be there, it's not regular to be there, we believe him with a shvua. That's the Chiddush. The Gemara is saying, also takonas nigzol, that we believe that even though he's saying that there was, it's not a davar haragel liyos, and he's saying it's there, and he doesn't have any proof that it was there, and he swears that there was an aniki there with $1,000, he's never. So the Gemara is saying a Chiddush, that they made this takona, afilo by davo sheni rogel liyisham, and we have to remember this thesis when we learn the sugya later. Agavuche, there is a kasha that Bemison, Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Pnei Yeshua ask. The kasha is amuridike kasha. We learned the end of the fourth perek, we learned a pesah, a shayla, that hoye shay roidef acha chaveroi veloko. And now the shayla is, what happened? So the Nizik says, Yoshe was Mazik. The Mazik says, no, Besela Loke. Amoitzim Echaveire Olavarai. So we see there's a difference of opinion. He's a Mazik. He's a Nizik. You have to bring proof. Without proof, it's garnished. Over here, we have a Gemore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Taisavuddin, according to the Rabbona. He was Mazik Be'ishai. We're talking about the Mazik of Eish. It was Mazik Be'ishai, and it was Mazik Be'ishai, and there's a Shaila. Was there Tomon? What was Tomon? And he says it was Tomon, blah, 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 blah. He's Nemo. Without any proof, he's Nemo with Ashvua. So, Mordeke Kashe. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say, he gets into little problems, that the Peretz also seems to say something like this, that by Mom and Amazik, they never made such a takona. Takonas nigzal. The takona was by a nigzal, that someone gazled, biyodayim, he gazled something with it, they gave the nigzal and the monas. And here they want to say, ishem yishum chitzav. So that is why they dafke by Eish, there's a chaymer of takonis nigzal, because Eish is similar to Adam Amazik. But by all other cases of Mammon Amazik, the zikher, they didn't make a takon of nigzal. Boya meima, osu takonis nigzal bemosu oloi. What was the case? Shimon was Moiser Momoinoi Shel Reuven to the Malchus. He went over to the Malchus, he told them. He was a Moser, he was Moiser Momoinoi Shel Reuven to the Malchus. And the Malchus came and they made a clean sweep, they took everything. Now the Shaila is, what was taken away by the Malchus? So boy, Ameima also takonis nigzal be Moser Eloi. So the Gemara says, Aliba the man,
the Gemara calls a Shaila, the person was Moisa, Momin, and now the Nimsar says that it was X amount of money that was taken. So the Gemara says like this, Aliba the man, Danin and Dini de Garmi, Leiti Boiloch, the Messiah is Nami Leidanino. So, because a Moser is not a Mazik Biyadayim, it's only Garmi. He just told the Malchus, the Malchus took it away. So that's Garmi. So there's no Chiyiv Bechlal. The Messiah is Nami Loi Danina. So there's no Shaila of Osso Takonas Nigzal Bemosso. Alakita Boiloch, Alibi de Mandoma, Dainin and Dini de Garmi. Osso Takonas Nigzal Bemosso. The Mishabe, Mishtabe Vishokel, Oiloi. Taiku. So let us just say Rabbi Kibbeke Tzechen Tzu Ataisus before Daphnum Dalit. So you have to understand, so what's the Shaila? What is the Shaila? Why shouldn't you make Takonis Nigzel Bemosov Yedan Dini Degami? So Ataisus says a very interesting svara. Ataisus says, because the whole Chiyav Gami is only a Darabono.
So even doing the nigami, but the chiyuv tashlumim is at the rabbana. So it could be, but they didn't make takonas nigzal by a chiyuv the rabbana, by a gazlan, by aish. They made takonas. There's a merit because if I goes them mina teira, but here the whole owing is only the rabbana. So memele, so could be here they didn't make this takona. That's the shaila, or maybe not. Let's just see. Leave the man with the ending. Let us just see Taisvis. Also, Takonas Nixab Mosfei Loi. Kosova Valfis Kagan Shiesh Eidim Shemosfei. Minoklohi was Mosfei. The Ibed Momoinoi. Ben Yoidim Kamo. And I don't know how much money those Mabed. Take it. Zog the Rif. Pachol take the Momoinoi Lekula. So we don't know. So we make it. Beshaim Rafai going Kosov. She Yishba, he should swear how much it was. A very interesting shita. Rav Haigon says that as fake the dine, we say chelkim. May nira l'ri l'chayiv klal mishum teiko. That he holds like the riff. But Rabbi Netan meforish, the hach boy, this whole shailis k'shamoysa makhish es hanimsa. He's makrishim. He says, I'm sorry, I wasn't making so much money. Dumye de nigzal de shvuis. The gazl makrish. The Gemara is speaking about over there that the gazl is makrish. But if the moiser himself doesn't know, there's no hakrosha over here. Is yishba nimsa kama hifsid v'yito. So this is not takonas nigzal. Takonis Nigzol was when the Gazlan was Makrish, then they made a Takonis Nigzol. And that's the Shail over here. But if the Muslim himself doesn't know, and the Nimsa knows, then it's a double poshut that they made a Takonis Nigzol. Dum ye Takonis Nigzol be'isha, just like by Eish. Shaina mavel yedeya. Kama hipsidan isik. The mavil also doesn't know kama hipsidan isik. He doesn't know. So just like by osu takonas nigzol beishoi, which is speaking about that the mavil doesn't know, is mi boile be moso yosi takanta iloi. So the moise shaila by moso also.
I would like to clarify a little. It would seem the machlekes. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ramban is, do we say that since he gave him Rishus to be Magdish in his Sode, so the Mokim that he has Rishus to be Magdish is considered Keilu, it went into a Rishus Acher. So therefore the Rabbeinu Peretz learned that this is the Mazik of Eish. It was Kiseitze Eish from my Rishus into Rishus Acher. And the Ramban holds the way Rab Shimon in Baba Basra, Simon Aleph is Mavaya, the Ramban holds that even though he gave him Rishus to be Magdish, it's called Rishus to be Magdish in the Bala Sadis Rishus. But it's not, but this whole Mokim is considered the Rishus of the Mazik, and therefore there's no Chiv whatsoever to pay als mazik, because per reshus ha-mazik, there's no chiv to shlumim als mazik, the only chiv is als takabolo shmira. Agav urche, the machloikis, the agos motrin, the yamshu shloime, is not speaking exactly in the case of the sayif of Goliath, but it's speaking about they found out that the sayif was an expensive sayif, which the shayil was unaware of. I'd like to mention one more ha'ore. We had mentioned in the previous year, the Atere Shmuel is Ma'irer. What is the Chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda is Ma'ide in the case that when he was Magdish B'Soif Sadayu, what is the Chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda is Ma'ide? I think it is Tully in the Machloikis between the Molchames and the Rabbeinu Peretz. According to the Rabbeinu Peretz, Be'emesin, the Chiyuv Tashlumim of the Bala Sode is Al-Tachiyuv of Eish. In Mistami hold, it's not called a mazik bereshus, because since he had given him permission to be magdish, so the mokim where his magdish is considered, that's not reshus hamazik, that's called reshus hanizik. So there's a chiyah babesh. So according to the Rabbeinu Peretz, tachsamir, the Iker Chiddush, that Rabbi Yehuda is moide, the Iker Chiddush is, by not the chitim, the chipon besoirim. That's the Iker Chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda is moide. That even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Eish is chayev antomum afilu ba'arniki, the lehavle lasuke yadaite, but chipon besoirim is worse than arniki. Like Rabbi Neperitz holds and the Beis Meir holds. And therefore, here, Rabbi Yehuda is made at his potter on this tumult. According to the Melchames, so I think we have to say the way we mentioned in the previous year, the whole Chiyev Tashlumim on the Godish is because he was Mekabel Olav Netirusa. So that's the Chiddush is that Lishne de Bnei Adam is not like Lishne de Kra. Lishne de Kra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Godish does not mean a Godish alone. It means a Godish in whatever is Kolol in the Godish. Whatever is Tomen in the Godish. That is the Taich Godish. But that is Davke Lishne de Kra. But when a person is Mekabel Shmira on a Godish, then his whole Kabbalah Shmira is only on the Godish Agluya Lefaneinu. And that's what is Mekabel Shmira. And the Tomon Shaboy is not Mekabel Shmira. And he's only Mekabel, and the Tomon Shaboy is Mekabel Shmira Ke'ilu Hoya Malay Oimrim. That is the Kabbalah Shmira, and that is the Chiddush of the Gemara Libid Rabbi Yehuda.